I was 15, and I thought I was entering womanhood. And I had just graduated from being in the loser crowd to the almost popular crowd when this basketball player dated me. So that raised my status up. So when I was 15, though, this 21-year-old man asked me out for a New Year's Eve dance. He later became my husband. But that was our first date before he went overseas. And when I put my hair up and I found this gorgeous black dress that made me look about 21, I guess. And so that dance, I was so excited because I had a crush on him, and he was this older man, and I looked so much older myself, and I had a wonderful time dancing with all these different men cutting in, and I was popular that night. And then I was shocked. About 2 days later, this really handsome man phoned me and asked me out. And I told him to call back in a day or two because I had to ask my parents. Oh, I didn't say why. And he asked me why. I said, well, I have to make sure my parents will let me go out. And he says, you're kidding. No, what's the real reason? And so I just kind of let it go, and he didn't ask again. But that was true. I couldn't go anywhere until I asked my parents. And I had to make sure I caught my dad in a good mood, because once he said no, that was it. So I was all excited. He was really handsome. He was about 21, and I was trying to decide what to wear. And I made the wrong choice of wearing my cashmere sweater and a skirt and fluffy angora socks and Oxfords. He came to the door dressed in a sport jacket and tie, and my father was saying, who's this taking my little girl out? And he looked at me kind of askance. And then it was a drizzly night. We were going to a movie. And as soon as we got out in that damp air, I knew my hair was going to go straight. So I took the silky, pretty bandana on, and it kept sliding off. I kept putting it back up. It kept sliding off. I knew my hair was getting straighter and straighter and straighter. By the time we got to the movie, we had to stand in line on the outside. Then I got this horrible cold, and it got worse and worse standing in line. And then all through the movie, I couldn't breathe. And I didn't bring any Kleenex, so I couldn't blow my nose. I didn't want to make those disgusting snuffling noises. And so I just breathed through my open mouth. So then my lips got dry and crusty. And I was just so miserable. And I knew I must look really horrible. So finally, the movie was over. I don't even know what the movie was about. We went to this, used to be the people would go to the drive-in hamburger place. And I was young and stupid. So he asked what I wanted to eat. I thought, well, this date isn't going very well. Maybe if I don't order anything, he'll like me better and ask me out again. So he asked me twice, and both times I refused. I just wanted a Coke. He says, well, I'm going to order. His hamburger smelled so good, and his French fries, but he didn't offer me any. And so I suffered with just my Coke. And so he was saying, he was talking a little bit, and I was shy. Then he said, well, how old are you? He says, 20? I says, no. 21? No. 19? No. You're not 22? No. 18? No. 17? No. 16? No. Oh, my God. So I knew I'd never see him again. And I never did.